which were called pistadipats. Then we offered him sesame powder, then sesame water, then pure cool water, and then panchagavya. These are the five substances from the cow. Cow urine, dung, milk, yogurt, and ghee. Then kusha water, then panchamrita. These are five substances, milk, yogurt, ghee, honey water, and sugar water. Then warm water. Then peeled bananas. Then butter, and then cream, and then sesame paste. We were smearing him all over. Then we offered him kumkum. Then fruit juices, orange and cardamom, and finally turmeric water. Then warm water, then mara amalaki. Then sarv oshodi. Oshodi means herb. Then mixed herb water. The mixture was tulasi, bor, methi, fenchel, and anise. Finally, seeds, then wheat, petty rice, white rice, roggen, that's rye, and then scented water, then sandalwood water, then jewel water. Lord Nasingadev is not a poor man. And finally, water from the moon, moon water. Jai. Someone went to the moon from us. Pure warm water, shower, that was a shower. You might remember there was this cup which had fine holes in underneath, and we put water in the cup and then it was coming down like a shower. Yes, that we were doing. So many things. Flower water, pure warm water, and we mixed an apple into it and a small lemon. And finally, we rubbed the deity clean and so on, and we closed the altar. So, here is a question. Where in the world do we find a religion where one puts a banana on God? This is extraordinary. This is a sign of love and affection. The Lord allows to be washed and bathed by his devotees. And in this way we pour even strawberry water over him. There was strawberry juice and moon water, of course. So let us now start continuing our Krishna Katha, Narasingha Katha. We desire to finish off where Harikesh, Srila Harikesh Maharaj left in his lecture. We will read today from which verse is it, please? Like? 32? Here we have it. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Nakam Kurupatita. Yes. Many arms. First uprooted Hiranyakashipu's heart and then threw him aside and turned toward the demon's soldiers. These soldiers had come in thousands to fight with him with raised weapons and were very faithful followers of Hiranyakashipu. But Lord Nasingadev killed all of them merely with the ends of his nails. Purport. Since the creation of the material world, there have been two kinds of men, the devas and the asuras. The devas are always faithful to the supreme personality of Godhead, whereas the asuras are always atheists who defy the supremacy of the Lord. At the present moment, throughout the entire world, the atheists are extremely numerous. They are trying to prove that there is no God and that everything takes place due to combinations and permutations of material elements. Thus, the material world is becoming more and more godless, and consequently, everything is in a disturbed condition. If this continues, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will certainly take action, as he did in the case of Hiranyakashipu. Within a second, Hiranyakashipu and his followers were destroyed. And similarly, if this godless civilization continues, it will be destroyed in a second, simply by the movement of one finger of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The demons should therefore be careful and curtail their godless civilization. They should take advantage of the Krishna consciousness movement and become faithful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, they are doomed. As Hiranyakashipu was killed in a second, the godless civilization can be destroyed at any moment. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Srimada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Darasati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavari Paskatyari Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nakanukurapatidam hritsaruruham vasritya sastasyanu charanudayudanahan samastam nakashastrapanivirdhadandayuto nupatam sahastrasha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had many, many arms, first uprooted Hiranyakashipu's heart, and then threw him aside and turned toward the demon soldiers. These soldiers had come in thousands to fight with him with raised weapons and were very faithful followers of Hiranyakashipu. But Lord Narasimhadev killed all of them merely with the ends of his nails. In this little lecture, we want to narrate the account of one of the most, if not the most, wonderful appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this verse, we hear about Krishna in his form as Narasimhadev killing a powerful interstellar demon who was so influential that he was able to control all the planets within this universe. It was described that he was so ferocious, if he would just lift an eyebrow, the mighty controllers of the universe, the devatas, would shake in fear. And the ocean would come forth offering their pearls onto the shore as an offering to this powerful demon. Yes. So he is slaughtered here. And so are his soldiers. A guest to the Hare Krishna temple will be shocked by hearing this. However, his shock is not based on actual transcendental knowledge. Whatever the Supreme Personality of Godhead does, whatever he touches, because he is completely free from material qualities, is for the eternal benefit of someone who comes in contact with him. A everyone who hears about the wonderful auspicious narration of Nrsimha Avatar also comes in contact with him, and in this way is benefited. Prabhupada, on commenting the Bhagavad Gita, once said, "The devotees are not interested in any ordinary battlefield. That's not why they listen to Krishna speaking his instructions on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. They are interested in this battlefield because the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared there. And his appearance is all auspicious. His words are all auspicious. His activities are all auspicious for someone to hear." So also Nrsimhadev is all auspicious. Before starting the Leela, I want to give the mood. Do you know how it came that Prahlad Maharaj was such a wonderful devotee of Lord Nrsimhadev? This is explained in the Hari Vamsa. Once Prahlad Maharaj, in a different birth, was going with his girlfriend for a picnic into the forest. Now, as it is common, they began to quarrel while setting up the picnic. "No, I want to eat here. No, no, I want to eat there." And they quarreled so hard that the picnic fell into the water. In other words, no picnic. Due to this, Prahlad Maharaj became a great devotee of Lord Nrsimhadev. Why? That would mean everyone who quarrels with his girlfriend is this? No, it is not perfect. The day where this happened was Nrsimhadev's appearance day. It was today in a different yuga. The place where they quarreled was in the ruins of an old Nrsimhadev temple. Yes. And in this way he observed Nrsimha Chaturthi by fasting, no picnic, and he had contact with Lord Nrsimhadev even unconsciously by coming in contact with the ruins of an old Nrsimhadev temple. You know, the Nrsimhadev Leela is eternal, so there are always temples, and it was left over, the ruins. So by coming in contact with this Nrsimha Leela, now with this Nrsimha Chaturthi, all the Vaishnavas, all the guests, knowing or unknowingly, even the Bavarian who by chance enters into the doors, who knows what he will become? Who can measure the potency of Nrsimha Chaturthi? It is not possible. So this is for explaining, for setting the scene. This morning, Srila Harikesh Maharaj left off and pointed that another devotee will continue explaining the Nrsimha Leela. So, with the blessing of all the Vaishnavas, I want to try to do that. That is a very blissful duty. After Hiranyakashipu heard his son preaching to him, calling him the best of the demons, and giving him the advice that he better control his senses to not chew what is already chewed, he was shocked. His son, in whom he invested everything, whom he wanted to take over his powerful kingdom, had turned against him while sitting on his very lap. He was so disgusted, he threw him on the floor. And he called Sanda and Amaka, the teachers, and told him, "Who has told my son? Who has brainwashed? Who were these Hare Krishnas in disguise who entered the schools on a school program?" Sanda and Amaka were speechless. They certainly had seen no one who had entered and preached the Krishna conscious philosophy. They didn't know that he had Prahlad Maharaj had learned all this while still being in the womb of his mother. I think Mahasringa Maharaj explained about this. So they were speechless, and they said, "Dear King, certainly we didn't teach it to him. The school was guarded, like Stammheim, this is a famous prison in Germany where no one can enter. So this was guarded like anything. Better take care that my son does not talk this nonsense again. If you don't educate him properly in politics and diplomatic behavior and economic advancement, then I will cut off your heads." So you can imagine, they tried everything. Deprogrammers of today have still to learn from Sanda and Amaka. But we know, of course, from Bhagavatam that whatever they tried, Prahlad Maharaj was fixed in Krishna consciousness. Whenever they went outside of the school hall, he immediately preached to his friends. He told them, "You're wasting your life here." Gave very nice instructions. And finally, he ended the program by bringing them to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Everyone danced around in school until Sanatana Maharaj came to resume the duties. So after a period of good, where Hiranyakashipu thought that now his son was successfully brainwashed into a good successor, into a good demon, he again called him, "Now, my dear son, give some pleasing words to your father. Heal the wounds of shock. And tell me what you have learned." And again, he started preaching. He told him, "You should immediately give up your family situation. This is entangling. And go into the forest." I'm not in a very dramatic mood now, but your own fantasy, I think, is sufficient to paint a picture of an enraged father demon. This was enough. He just freaked out. He couldn't control his senses. I better don't get into his mood. He was finished! This was the end of his life. You know, a materialist wants that his father takes to the same, his son takes to the same qualities. He wants him to take over. He wants to live eternally within his son. Now, if his son turns into something else, then this is the death knell into the heart of a father. You must understand his logic. It is like death. He wanted to live eternally by continuing on in his son. I mean, he was shocked. His shock was so great there was no psychiatrist in the then world to cure him. No sofa and no psychological treatment good enough. He was so finished. He was so finished he decided to kill his son, which is something which is usually not done. In the Krishna book, it is explained that when you take the sons or the children from parents, the parents stop living. This is described in the case where Agasura sought to swallow up all the children and this way kill the inhabitants of Vrindavan. So Hiranyakashipu was at the end. He was finished. And therefore only he was able to try and kill his own son. He started off with different things. He threw him into a pit and where snakes were, but the snakes took little Prahlad, lifted him up. They had an elephant whom they intoxicated with liquor, and then they made him furious, and they chased the elephant onto poor little Prahlad. But the elephant also took him up, put him on his head. Then they had so many tortures. I mean, they had demons coming with swords and lances, and these demons were powerful fighters. They attacked him and they wanted to pierce his body, but it is explained that his body was actually spiritual, and we learn from the scriptures, from the Bhagavad Gita, that the soul cannot be cut by any weapon. Wind cannot dry it, fire cannot burn it. The material energy has no influence on the eternal soul, so therefore only they could not cut him. It is exactly when Krishna was at the battlefield of Kurukshetra, many arrows were shot at him, they all went through him, and he was not harmed. Like this. Only one time in the Leela where Bhishma attacked him, Krishna made a different Leela where apparently he accepted those arrows of grandfather Bhishma, but otherwise he was not harmed. Just went through him. He is spiritual. So Prahlad Maharaj, he is on the same platform, being a pure devotee, and therefore nothing could harm him. Finally, Hiranyakashipu said, look, now let's make peace. We have a peace meal together. And he took a plate of food, which he offered, which he offered to Prahlad Maharaj. Oh, Father, you please also eat. No, I'm not hungry, I'm fasting. You just eat. And it was full of poison. So Prahlad Maharaj took that and he offered it to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who took away all the poison and then ate it. And it was prasadam like we eat. We will eat at 7 o'clock. So it was a pleasure. So Hiranyakashipu couldn't believe his eyes. Finally, you know, he had tried to trick him. His trick was not effective. Finally, he said, Now, you just explain one thing to me. From where do you get this power to defy my authority? Prahlad Maharaj said, same source from where you get your power, Father. From nerves, from atoms. He didn't ask this. From where, tell me, and I will kill this, whatever it is. Well, it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the life force within everyone, even within demons, Father. then, where does this Lord of yours stay? I will finish him off with my sword. Everywhere, Father, he's not limited like you. Don't be impractical. Now, let the language of this word will speak. Does he live in that pillar there? He didn't notice he was making a fool out of himself. Does he live in this pillar there? Yes, said Prahlad Maharaj, he lives also in this pillar. So at this time, Prahlad Maharaj actually looked at the pillar. And there, because he has the vision to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena, there he saw the Supreme Lord in the pillar, twinkling his eye. Then the next thing which happened was a huge noise. And it was not this, it was something like a crack, something like... It was not like that either. It was an unheard sound. It was very, very fearful. It sounded like splitting the universe, cracking the universe. We heard a thunderbolt just a little before. It was more, it was louder than all the thunderbolts combined. Imagine all the thunderbolts combined would explode at your ear. It was more or less such a sound, but even more. So the devatas began running back and forth. What will happen? What will happen with our universe? It might crash into pieces. It was the Lord within the pillar. And Hiranyakashipu went, who is around here? Who made this noise? Should I fight with him or not? For a moment he, but then he said, no. I am the demon. I am the great soul, Hiranyakashipu. I can fight everyone. I have received boons by Lord Brahma to become immortal. There's no one in the world who can fight me. Everyone in comparison to me is just a fly. Yes. So then he went towards the pillar. And he cut off. When he was almost to hit the pillar, then from without the pillar, the Supreme Personality of Godhead emerged. It was a form which was never seen before. It was a form which was roaring. It is described here. Hiranyakashipu, when he saw the form, he didn't believe his eyes. When he heard the form, I don't want to try to imitate it. It would be an offense to Lord Nisingadev, isn't it? If one would strain his vocal cords. He heard the sound, and for a moment he closed his eyes. Is this possible? Then he again looked, and he couldn't understand the form. His senses declined. His mind declined to grasp the form. He saw that this must be Lord Vishnu making an arrangement to kill me, just like he killed my brother, some trick, so I won't be cheated by tricks. Then he stood before it and he began studying it. I will now explain it, because now it will get too wonderful and we have to hear from Bhagavatam itself. Hiranyakashipu studied the form of the Lord, trying to decide who the form of Lord Nrisingadev standing before him was. The Lord's form was extremely fearsome because of his angry eyes, which resembled molten gold, his shining mane, which expanded the dimensions of his fearful face, his deadly teeth, and his razor-sharp tongue, which moved about like a dueling squirt. His ears were erect and motionless, and his nostrils and gaping mouth appeared like caves of a mountain. His jaws parted fearfully, and his entire body touched the sky. His neck was very short and thick, his chest broad, his waist thin, and the hairs on his body as white as the rays of the moon. His arms, which resembled flanks of soldiers, spread in all directions as he killed the demons, rogues, and atheists with his conchal disc, club, lotus, and other natural weapons. He didn't waste time. He went into his transcendental leela of Ugra Nrisingha, the angry Nrisingha, Hiranyakashipu. Murmured, Lord Vishnu, who possesses great mystic power, has made this plan to kill me. But what is the use of such an attempt? Who can fight with me? Thinking like this and taking up his club, Hiranyakashipu attacked the Lord like an elephant. Just as a small insect falls forcefully into a fire and the insignificant creatures become invisible, when Hiranyakashipu attacked the Lord, who was full of effulgence, Hiranyakashipu became invisible. Like insects before a fire, you can't see them any longer, you just see the fire. This is not at all astonishing, for the Lord is always situated in pure goodness. Formerly, during creation, he entered the dark universe and illuminated it by his spiritual effulgence. So it was Krishna who made, it's Krishna who makes all the light. So someone comes before Krishna. All this light of Krishna, it overtakes his form. No one can see the form of someone, even not of Hiranyakashipu. Thereafter, the great demon Hiranyakashipu, who was extremely angry, swiftly attacked Nrisimhadev with his club and began to beat him. Lord Nrisimhadev, however, captured the great demon along with his club, just as Garuda might capture a great snake. O Yudhishthira, O great son of Bharata, when Lord Nrisimhadev gave Hiranyakashipu a chance to slip from his hand, just as Garuda sometimes plays with a snake and lets it slip from his mouth, the demigods who had lost their votes and who were hiding behind the clouds for fear of the demon did not consider that incident very good. Indeed, they were perturbed. You might have watched cats in action. They capture a mouse and then for fun let it run again and then only jump on it and do the final stroke. In the same way, the demigods, they saw how Lord Nrisimhadev let loose the demon again after having captured him. So they had not so much radha, not so much faith. They thought, oh no, maybe Hiranyakashipu will kill Lord Nrisimhadev. They are actually Kama Mishra Bhaktas, they are not pure devotees. Their understanding is sometimes clouded. They were so attached to the universe that they thought, oh, no, no, don't do this, don't let him go. He might. So, yeah. Making a loud, shrill sound of laughter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, who is extremely strong and powerful, captured Hiranyakashipu, who was protecting himself with his sword and shield, leaving no gaps open. With the speed of a hawk, Hiranyakashipu moved sometimes in the sky and sometimes on the earth, his eyes closed because of fear of Nrisimhadev's laughter. Nrisimhadev's laughter. No, he went around with the demon. Now, if you consider, now, if you hear this fight, you might think, well, it's not a real fight. I mean, he's the small one. But don't forget, these demons of old, they could take forms. They could expand their dimensions more and more and more. They could put their life force into a lizard or into a stone so that if you would attack the body, you would be able to cut it into pieces. But the soul was in a lizard, so he would not die. You know, the lizard, I dig it. So they were no Bruce Lee's or Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, or someone bodybuilding. They were powerful. They knew mystic potencies. For instance, just by their invocating mantras, they could have big mountains flying onto their adversary. There was almost nothing which was impossible. We know the brother of Hiranyakashipu, this Hiranyaksha, when he fought with Lord Varaha, he had he had naked women appearing on the battlefield. He had the forces of nature fighting against Varahadev. He mobilized the whole universe. He mobilized more than Reagan and Gorbachev and Kohl have in atomic arsenals. I mean, it was a heavy fight. It was not some sword or some nails. It was on in a different dimension altogether. Now, let us hear the end of this. As a snake captured a mouse, or Garuda captured a very venomous snake, Lord Nrsingadev captured Hiranyakashipu, who could not be pierced even by the thunderbolt of King Indra. As Hiranyakashipu moved his limbs here and there and all around, very much afflicted at being captured, Lord Nrsingadev placed the demon on his lap, supporting him with his scythe. And in this doorway of the assembly hall, the Lord very easily tore the demon to pieces with the nails of his hand. Sri Nrsingadeva ki jai! Hiranyakashipu! If this is allowed. Lord Nrsingadeva's mouth and mane were sprinkled with drops of blood, and his fierce eyes, full of anger, were impossible to look at. Licking the edge of his mouth with his tongue, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nrsingadeva, decorated with a garland of intestines taken from Hiranyakashipu's abdomen, resembles a lion that has just killed an elephant. Yes, this is Lord Nrsingadeva. And he is ready to protect all of his devotees. We hear that after this incident, Lord Nrsingadeva easily also finished off the demoniac soldiers and ministers of Hiranyakashipu who tried to attack him. Just like Hiranyakashipu had no spiritual vision, they have had no spiritual vision. Naham prakasham sadavasya yogamaya samavita. The Lord is covered for those with no eyes, although having eyes. The Lord can only be seen by spiritual vision. So they did not understand the Lord and therefore were killed. Now we as devotees, we also take shelter in Lord Nrsingadeva to protect us from external dangers. You might have heard the Russian devotees who were tortured at one time by Russian authorities. They are actually no longer tortured. Do you know why this is so? What is the esoteric meaning? We have offered every Saturday Yakya to Lord Nrsingadeva in the name of all these Russian devotees, and he has protected them. This is our faith. This is our understanding. Every Saturday there was this Yakya, and even every Nrsinga Chaturthi we made this powerful Yakya, which you all saw. But this time, since the devotees in Russia have been saved already by Lord Nrsingadeva, we have performed this yakya for everyone present. So everyone who was here actually has a very fortunate life ahead. You are all, we are all extremely blessed by this powerful yakya, which can ward a whole nation of demons and protect the devotees. So let us all remember this. Nrsinga Chaturthi is something very special. It's not an easy yakya, it was a very complicated, extremely powerful yakya. However, the protection of Lord Nrsingadeva is not just for the demons outside. As you know, in Kali Yuga, the demons are outside, but also within the heart. And Lord Nrsingadeva's power also extends to the heart. Lust is one of these demons which drags us away from pure Krishna consciousness. And Lord Nrsingadeva, when he appears in the heart, he drives away this elephant, this vairinam, iha vairinam, this all-devouring enemy of the world from within the heart. So we didn't announce this because some Sometimes when we are preaching, making preaching programs, we say, everyone who wants to stay the same way he is, go fast, run for dear life. Because when you come in contact with Krishna, you might not stay the way you are. So everyone who wants to stay a materialist, run, don't go to the program. This is your chance. Leave your seats and go in the next something. So everyone, of course, stays in order to hear what is this, what we have to present. So the same way Lord Nrsimha did. Someone who wants to make spiritual advancement, he should pray for Lord Nrsimha Dev. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Namo Namaste Tejase Avir Avir Bhava Vajanakka Vajadamshtra Kamashan Shayan Randhaya Randhaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Svaha Havayam Havayam Atmani Bhuyishka Om Shram. This is there in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. You can find this mantra out. It starts Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya, and it is a prayer for the Lord to appear in the heart and to rip away all our enemies within. So we have almost finished our Leela, Nrsimha Leela. Thank you very much for giving your kind and patient hearing to this humble attempt to glorify the Lord. One last tip. These appearance days of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are very auspicious days. Lord Nrsimha Dev's hand, you might have seen, our deity is blessing. This is the way he holds his hand. This means blessing. On an appearance day, the Lord is more mercifully inclined than on any other day. Just we had seen Prahlad Maharaj in a previous life, much, much before. He unintentionally observed the Nrsimha appearance day by fasting, not having a picnic. So on this, and due to this, he became a great devotee. So on this day, you can see the Lord's mercy. Prabhupada has said, therefore we should pray on such an appearance day for the mercy of the Lord, which will protect us at all times, in all places, at every step, and so on and so forth. Lord Nrsimha Dev ki Jai! Shri Nrsimha Chaturdashi Mahotsava ki Jai! Mahamangal Arati ki Jai! So, can someone please go to the pujaris?